It's JC in the morning on the beat. So Miata, as you know, been going through the whole adoption thing, starting the whole process. Went to a meeting the other day.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So do you know anything about parenting?
I think so. Well, I mean, I've watched my sister's kids. She has a lot of kids.
Listen,
so, babysitting
as Uncle JC and giving them Cheerios and sitting them in front of the TV is totally different from parenting. I'm going to give you a pop quiz.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Here's question number one. When your baby is less than 1 month old, should you call the doctor if her rectal temperature hits, 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 101 degrees Fahrenheit, or 104 degrees Fahrenheit?
Well, see, the 104 seems really, really high. Like, isn't there at some point when it fries your brain?
This isn't her brain. This is her rectal temperature.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
There's a difference, I imagine.
I'm going to say 104. I didn't get a... Wait, what?
No, the correct answer was 100.4, not 104.
The rectal has to be 100.4, yes. Not 104?
Right.
Okay, got it.
Now, how you're going to measure that is up to you. Question number two. The best fever medication to have on hand for a baby who's less than 6 months is aspirin, infant ibuprofen, or infant acetaminophen. Let me Google this.
I thought Miata knew how to read.
I do, but this is a lot of vowels.
You don't have to. I'm gonna say the last one, the acetaminophen.
Okay, let's see. How are you even gonna find that at the store?
I don't know. I'm gonna go up to.
Ding ding ding!
I got it right.
You were right.
So great. Now I have to go into a store and say I'll need the acetaminophen. Morphous.
So they explained it to me when I typed in the answer, and acetylenol is Tylenol, like baby Tylenol. Why don't you just say that?
Just say it.
To prevent an accidental scalding, I should make sure my hot water heater is set at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 120 degrees Fahrenheit, or 135 degrees Fahrenheit.
This is like the Three Bears. This is too warm. This is too cold.
Right.
100 seems too cold. 140 seems about right. We'll say 140.
It's 135.
It's 135?
Yeah, let me see.
I got it wrong?
The correct answer was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. JC, so, you're really bombing this so far. I just want you to know.
So I've gotten 1 out of 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's question number 4. My baby should start eating solid food when he seems hungry all the time, he's between 4 and 6 months old, or he's ready to start sleeping all the way through the night.
He's ready to start sleeping. If he can sleep all the way through the night,
he can have some fried chicken.
Exactly.
Let's see.
He can have some fried chicken. Oh, come on.
The answer is he's between 4 and 6 months old. What if you have a lazy infant who sleeps through the night from the time that you bring him home?
A lazy infant.
Question number 5. I should move the crib mattress to its lowest possible position when my baby can sit up by herself, first tries to climb out of the crib, or can pull up to a standing position. This is a toughie.
That is a tough. I'm going to say the last one, the pull up to a standing position.
Pull up skirt. Let's see what we got here.
God, that's a terrible parent. What? This test is rigged.
The answer is can sit up by herself.
Not cool.
She's got to be an independent woman.
It's rigged.
That's when you can move her mattress.
All right, my last question. So I've gotten one right from the parenting quiz.
Yep. Question number 6. My baby can ride safely in a front-facing car seat when he outgrows the rear-facing size limits of his convertible seat. He is either 1 year old or 20 pounds, or he is both 1 year old and 20 pounds. Why is that funny?
I don't know. The last one, the 1 year old and 20 pounds.
Are you sure? Because always choose the last answer.
1 year old, 20 pounds. That just seems really skinny.
It does.
I'm going to go with A, the first one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, so I got 2 out of 6 in the parenting quiz. Just hope none of the adoption people are listening.